Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Day late and dollar short department. Yesterday, one of the greatest owners in the history of the NFL, Jack Kent Cook, turned 98 years old.
If he was alive.
The late Jack Kent Cook. Hello, Jack. He comes, he goes.
He's the squire.
He is the squire. There he is.
Ah, I see him.
Those doors in heaven can be a little tricky.
Effing doors. Damned portals. Greetings, citizenry.
How are you, Jack?
I say hi to you bloody people from Haven.
JKC. From where?
Haven.
Heaven.
Oh, heaven.
Heaven, you say banani, I say banana.
because you're Canadian.
How about those skins?
Are you excited?
We're going to the bloody bowl.
Yeah.
Or my name is not Jack Kent f***ing Cook.
Now, Jack.
Yes.
Oh, Jack.
Perfect.
Do you?
Oh, yes, Rob. Hello, Robbie.
Do you see the games?
Buzz.
Hello,
Oscar.
Jack. Hey, Jack.
Mark Gronick. An obvious Jew.
Now, do you
RJ Diaz, an obvious Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Does Mark Gronick remind you of somebody? Maybe an arch nemesis of yours?
Oh. No, he's in no way like that little midget. That little gnome known as Mr. Snyder. But a bloody good thought, Oscar. I think you're thinking.
Appreciate that, Jack.
Now, do you see the games in heaven?
What?
Do you see the games in heaven?
Everyone, I have a 60-inch screen diagonal.
What is the best way to clean your television screen?
The best way is to use old newspapers and a bottle of cider vinegar. It gives the TV screen an extra sheen. Just kidding. That's how I used to clean my limousine.
That's right, your windows. Yeah.
Jack, I remember, yes,
I was
Oscar.
Curious, but you know, really these days with these cable wars and
yes.
satellite radio wars,
right.
Is it DirecTV? Is it Comcast?
Bloody
is it
hell.
Verizon Fios?
I'm so relieved that I no longer have to occupy my intellectual capacity with those types of dilemmas.
How do you get the signal up there?
Who's making money? That's the question.
Right.
DirecTV. Dish Network, mm-hmm. Comcast,
yeah.
It's all a quagmire. A quagmire I am glad that I don't have to wade through.
I have a question about heaven.
Yes, yes, oh portly one.
Oh, now there's no need for that.
I'd like to make fun of your weight, son. For God's sakes, you're going to be a corpse by 45.
He nicknames people.
They said that when you go to heaven, you live eternity in your healthiest, most happy form. And yet, as I see you...
Yes, that's not the case.
You look kind of like when you owned the Redskins in about 94.
That's right. I know what you want to say. You want to say Montgomery Burns.
Well, there's
and
that.
You're right. You'll notice that this one little finger... Your bone
yeah.
is sticking right through the skin.
Wow.
No, I continue to decay.
Oh, dear.
So it is ongoing?
It's an ongoing state of decay.
Do you have trouble when you take off your tweed hat?
My tweed hat pulled half of my skull off. Because I'm rotting, man. I'm a skeleton.
Speaking of the past.
Hello, Oscar.
Do you miss Ron and John?
Oh, Ron and John. It's yes. so frustrating. Ralph and John.
Right.
Yes, Ralph John.
Ralph and John.
Ralph and John. Not Ron and John. Bloody hell. What's the matter? The Botox injections have gone to your cerebral cortex.
It's a fax guy.
They were surfers.
Ralph and John,
fact
I do.
Check.
I wish I was down there. I wish I was back in the fight.
Do you?
I wish I was back
wouldn't
in the hunt.
Wouldn't it be great to go and see a game at FedEx Field?
Oh, what?
FedEx Field, the stadium out there in
FedEx Field Largo. Is not the name of that fabulous
it's
palace.
It's
that shrine is also always known as Jack Kent Cook Stadium.
And,
that little bastard, that little twerp,
oh.
he renamed it. Son of a bitch, son of a whore,
you know what
dirty
else?
Bastard.
Oh, wow.
They're not
That's
calling
not
really
it.
Nice.
Kill him.
They're not.
Whoa, oh, kill him.
Oh, they're not calling
him. Kill him. Kill him.
Wow.
A
I'm sorry.
Say, I haven't seen such emotion out of you in quite some time.
Thank you.
Do you ever get a chance to haunt Marlena by any chance?
No, no. I don't haunt any of my former lovers. What I do is I come to them in their dreams. And I gently run my finger from the top of their forehead.
The pinky?
All the way down to their nasty area.
Oh, my. Well, good for you.
When you're in heaven, are you allowed to lay with anyone?
I cannot lay with anyone. The first day I got my comeuppance when I attempted to lay with Marlena Dietrich.
Oh, and how did that go?
Well, I was summoned by Peter. He said, no sleeping with the fellow inmates.
They're called inmates?
Oh, no. That's simply what I used to refer to as pussy.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I was next in line.
I didn't see you.
That's weird. I was standing right here.
Listen, I'm a little pressed for time. Do you mind if I just pay for my stuff real quick and be on my way? Thanks. Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Sorry. I'm a little pressed for time, too. I have cancer. So would you mind getting your shit off the counter so I can buy my irises and plant them before I die? Thanks.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's The Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
So nice to be home.
Welcome home, Mike.
Enjoyed across America and in 145 countries around the world. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Tuesday, October 26, 2010, and we are well over 3.5 million downloads and still growing. And we got to do it. We're close to the 4 mil mark, right? Yes, close to 4 million. Who wants to be a millionaire?
I saw some of that, the Slumdog movie. I saw it on TV again, and it is not nearly as good as I thought it was the first time I watched it.
You know, I didn't even like it the first time.
Not so much.
I might be the only one.
I know
one.
Why I liked it.
Why'd you like it? Oh, yes, you were cocktailing.
I was drinking, and then by the time they did the dance number,
no,
was all in.
I talked to Rob before the show, and he said, I didn't realize there weren't any whites in the movie.
That's why he hated it.
I didn't know who to root for.
Our show today is brought to you by Fandango. That last man we had on should have said that, and incidentally apologize to Steve Bridges and KCJJ for that ending of that.
I'll figure it out.
I'm sure it's fine.
I'm sure it'll be just fine.
Mind the dump button, Billy.
Let me tell you about our new sponsor, Fandango. Fandango is your ultimate source for movie tickets and showtimes, theater listings, movie reviews, and coming attractions. You can even watch the trailers in HD, even for DVDs. Mm-hmm. Fandango is the official movie site for us at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click on the Fandango link on our website. Does Fandango have an app?
You know they do. That might not help us very much.
Don't
though.
Use okay. it.
Though.
Don't use it.
You
go to
our
us.
Website. Yeah.
You go to us.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I just thought you could get. I should.
Wouldn't
shut
that
up.
Be great, though?
I don't know. Yeah. I can't keep up with this.
Wait until you come in next week and say, guys, you know what I did? I bought my tickets ahead of time at Fandango. Did you know you could do that?
I'd like to do that, and you know, I
it's
I
fantastic.
Will, I use it all the time.
You know what? Because I've noticed that sometimes when you go to the theater, those lines can be really pesky.
They sure can. Annoying, really.
And I don't go to the movies enough anymore where you know where I want to be troubled by a
no,
line.
No, you shouldn't. A man of your stature, there's no way.
A lot of people do, though.
Because it's new to me, and I ask Mark Ronick these questions. May I buy my popcorn and candy at Fandango?
I don't believe they offer that.
They can send you Junior Mints as an attachment.
Can they really?
Yeah, you have to download the Junior
but
Mints.
But aren't they adding things every day at Fandango?
Yeah, they are, but that's one thing I don't think they have yet.
Mike, you cracked yourself up with your own sincerity.
Oh, I think it's catching.
I think your new DJ name should be Dan Fango.
Dan Fango. So Fandango, we're delighted. If you are going to use Fandango, please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Right.
Jump in on that, and we would appreciate that. Okay, are you ready for a major announcement?
Ooh, yes.
It's time to announce our Raw shows.
Yay.
Yeah.
I only make major announcements when I have Mark Ronick here to help me out so he can cross all the T's and dot all the I's.
I hope there's something for Mark to read.
No, thank you.
Isn't that fun when he crosses all the T's and dots all the I's?
I love it. Annie Dots the lowercase J.
I loved you in
really
Silent Running.
Really wish this was a TV show so I could just do Letterman. Got any gum? anyway, I'm just happy to be here. Can you tell?
Yeah,
that's
we're
a good
glad.
Feeling.
We're delighted to have
it's
you.
Always
here.
Good to have a backup job. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me see. We've got a major announcement. We talked to you about our Raw shows. Our Raw shows are coming up. They are going to be released. We're going to make them available for you when, Mark Ronick?
Well, we'll make them available for pre-order. We were thinking Black Friday.
Black Friday, the day
it's
after Thanksgiving.
I know.
The
Jew
day,
Friday.
The day after Thanksgiving. I want silence while I sell, please.
Yes.
The day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, we will make them available for ordering. Mm-hmm. And then these are our Raw shows. By popular demand, you have requested several things, okay? Mm-hmm. There's one thing we're not going to be able to give you. Katie is not going to be coming in for the Raw shows because we had Katie for the bonus hour.
Right,
and
right.
I promise you, we will try to get Katie for another bonus hour coming up soon. However, by popular request, we are bringing back the one and only porn queen herself, Carmen Hart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll be coming back to do one of our Raw shows as we do 1 hour dedicated to one of our favorite subjects, porno. And, of course, we will talk about the AIDS scare that exists
right.
out
oh,
there
yeah.
in Hollyweird.
Shut
and we'll
it down.
Ask her, we'll ask her about that. It's an uncomfortable subject, but we know you'd like to know about that. And, of course, all things porn with Carmen Hart. You know, she's a spitfire, so to speak. I emphasize spit. I'm sorry. And she will be here for a full Raw show.
It's one of the three shows, right?
We're going to do three
right.
shows. Mm-hmm. And these shows will be airing the week that we are gone, which is the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Right.
So you will
mm-hmm.
have shows to enjoy while you're running out, going to your holiday parties, and enjoying yourself between
handling
Christmas
exchanges.
And New Year's. Yes. And while I'm going up to Toronto for my world
right.
tour and Buffalo and Anchor Bar, very excited about that. So that's one of our shows. What are the other two?
What are the
ask?
Other two, Mike?
We
That's...
racked our brains. Mm. We had shows about our deepest, darkest secrets. We had shows about sex. Mm. We had shows about
birthdays.
Rob's birthday
right.
and strippers.
We had strippers.
Right.
We decided what is something you request all the time that we have not been able to give you. Mm. And what it is the fact that doing a one-hour podcast, we have been unable to successfully give you a solid, old-fashioned, legitimate party show.
So.
And that is what we're going to be doing. I'll explain how
oh
this
my,
works.
Do we have to?
One of the first Fridays in December, either the first or second, we haven't determined that yet. It's not really relevant.
No.
We are going to come in here, and we are going to record 3 hours of programming.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to start with our regular free show that you get every single Friday.
Right. Friday
we're
going to
start with that. And then the second hour, and more importantly, the third hour mm-hmm. will be the party, the Christmas party show.
We should be.
We are. We have one standing order about these two Raw shows that we're going to give you. And the standing order is everybody has to get obliterated.
We right. should be pretty mm-hmm. cooked by the third hour.
We are going to have Cab standing by. We are going to have Jimmy from Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Yay.
Who will come in and who will legitimately be doing the bartending. And we will give you the drunkiest, funniest party show
yeah.
ever.
Yes.
I don't know yet who's going to be invited, but there are going to be more guests
oh,
than
sure.
you can
oh,
throw
good.
A stick
it's
at.
It's a party.
It's going to be our official Mike O'Mara Show Christmas party that you're going to be able to listen to on our Raw tapes. And
yeah, right.
I hope you enjoy that. Our Raw tapes. Our Raw shows.
We're
going
to be gifting
tapes,
as well,
as,
correct?
The beta
We're,
tapes.
Yeah, I think gifting will be important. Yeah. I think gifting right. now. I looked at Buzz and Rob.
Effort.
Anyway,
no,
so
no,
it's going
to
no.
be. I'm all in.
Not me. I hate to toil
I know,
and spend
do.
Money.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
On these
so,
people, I see enough of you guys as it is.
The core of this show, though, will be, and incidentally, nobody. It's not going to be any particular kind of cocktail. It's
right.
going to be whatever anybody's drink of choice.
Well, we've got a barkeep. I mean, we
you,
can do whatever we want.
I will tell you something. This man, Mr. Spiewak, has always maintained his control on broadcast. But I will tell you something about Rob Spiewak. One of my favorite people to be within 10 feet of at any social gathering is Rob if he's
Absolutely.
Had cocktails. There are and Rob, you know what?
Mike, you're making me blush.
I tell you, on the old show, you got there, Rob. You got there a couple of times. You were close, but you never – but really, I probably was the one that went off the deep end more often.
I promise you that you will enjoy some time with me.
This he's not running the board that he used to have to
right.
run.
No,
there's no commercials
there's no
to back time.
We can have fun, and
yes.
these Raw shows – I will tell you, I hope they're special.
I think they will be.
And I really, what we can't have is a repeat of the technical debacle that was the Super Bowl show.
No, we'll have that here in the studio.
It'll be in the studio.
Controlled environment.
The shows are going to be organized.
Yes.
I'm going to have an agenda. I swear to God.
We'll try.
I'm going to have an agenda on what we're going to talk about.
Right.
All right, Mike, you do a show prep.
At least for the first third.
You do a show prep card every day. It's a 5x8 card. How long before into the Raw show that card is used solely as a coaster?
Or it might even be ripped up.
Yeah.
By the way, since we get to choose our beverage, and my choice would normally be vodka, but we haven't done this for a while, I may dive into the absinthe. And if someone wants to join me, that seems to be popular with the people.
Now, here it is. Because this is a Friday show, and we're going to be recording it on a Friday, we're going to make the shows available to you, I would assume, Wednesday, Friday, Monday. That's the way those shows normally work.
Sure.
However, because this, I am having an open house. My house will be open.
Love it.
And if we have to stop tape, and we have to stop and say we're going to tape, we'll come back and we'll have a break. Bathroom breaks will be.
Good.
This is going to be the greatest party show you have ever heard. The only thing I would like to avoid is vomiting. Mm. So please,
good luck.
I think
no guarantees.
If we do this for 3 hours, I think we can pace ourselves. It'll be okay.
3 hours is your Friday night. We've all been there.
It's going to be
Friday
fantastic.
Night, standing on our head.
And incidentally, the only guests that are coming are guests that can add to the party.
Right.
We're not going to be entertaining anyone.
No.
Not going to work like
no
that.
No dullards.
We're going to see what happens. Right. Let it evolve. Dullards. I urge all of you to send me your, we're not doing this until the first or second Friday of December. Send your suggestions to tweak up our party.
Sure.
But look for that on two Raw shows. 2 hours of hilarity will ensue, and I urge you to join that along with our, we had to get a little sex in there.
Right.
And Carmen Hart has graciously agreed to come in and do one of our Raw shows again, and we look forward to seeing her. And, because we want to up the ante on that one as well, I'm really hoping that Carmen will be having sex with each one of us the next time she is here.
Me too.
Really excited about that. With condoms.
We're getting Buzz's sloppy seconds and thirds and fourths.
I still have
daydreams. Did you spend all the time with her?
I did spend a whole day with her. We went to lunch, and here's the best part, and here's the part I keep reflecting on. I can't stop thinking about
the time
I took Carmen Hart to a tanning salon.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, man.
That's a sweet dream
right there. That's what you call it.
It's very exciting.
That was the time that Carmen slipped the note to the lady at the tanning salon that said, help me, please.
So I think, this was like a lightning bolt that hit me. We knew we were going to do the Carmen show.
Sure.
But we didn't know, really we were saying, how do we do this? What is, and it's, the word I overuse lately is organic. I like ideas that are real.
Natural.
And ideas that come that
it's
natural.
Well, it's not fake radio.
It's not fake radio. And, you've been with us for the whole year. It is a celebration of sorts of the survival of this podcast for 1 year.
Right.
Because not one person in this room will tell you that we were guaranteed to be sitting here 1 year from now, 1 year from when we started in December, and we're going to be there. We're going to make it. And that is just, I get choked up when I talk about
that. It's a great slogan, by the way. Fake radio that isn't fake. That's our new slogan.
I do like that.
All right. Before we get to the rest of the show, I want to talk about Rob's hair.
Oh, that single strand
that
there?
Strand.
Rob, yes. I know what you're doing. Here's you came in.
Hold on, let me give the listeners a treat on Ustream.
I'm going to call it a comb under.
It's a shame that we can't do this.
Did you wash it this morning? Did you wash your hair this morning? I washed it every other day.
I washed it yesterday. It takes too long.
Every other day.
You wash it every other day. Gross.
He's got to keep
That's
his...
not gross.
That's totally
I
gross.
I shower.
You don't wash your hair?
No,
well, it takes a while to blow dry.
That's gross. Every other day. And that's
you wash it every day.
It's recommended for hair health.
Oh, my God.
That's actually true.
No. Oh, come on now. Don't let him off the hook, for Christ's sake.
I mean, I wash every day, bud.
You wash your hair every other day.
Every other day.
That's not
oil.
Nice.
That's my oil.
Rob comes in to the kitchen yesterday. We had Dr. Friedman, who had just arrived, and he was going to be doing his Botox show with Oscar, and he was going to take his little sample of
Botox
my skin
show.
Or whatever. Botox show.
Go do a Botox show.
Rob walks in, and there's this giant strand of hair down
his forehead.
I know you're growing it out.
Yes.
Is your plan just complete and utter neglect until you cut it?
How is it neglect? It's gorgeous.
Why don't you
have you seen the strand? Have you seen the single strand?
Yeah, you see, the problem is I'm in a middle stage.
You're starting to look homeless.
I was going to say, unless Mark does a little better, I'm starting to feel homeless.
So what is the deal?
The deal is
that
when we were unemployed, which was a long time, and I sort of gave gave up on some things and didn't care.
Right.
And then things got better, and I said, you know, I've got to start on this, let it go. Mm-hmm. And really, I am going to grow it. It'll probably take by
but
my math.
But why don't you trim it up a little bit?
Because by my math, it's going to take about 8 or 9 more months, and then I can donate it.
Wow. You're going to go take the headphones off and show everybody again where it is right now.
It's amazing, really.
Look at that big chunk well, he's out got, of the
I missing, love that.
That chunk out with the cat
says
is
he's,
quad.
He's going to donate it.
Donate it
to Loxalip, but you can still neaten it up a little bit and donate the back ponytail.
No, you see, Rob, when you do that, it begins to become what we call the mullet.
Be sure and wash it before you donate.
Hagrid.
Yeah. What?
Hagrid. Hagrid will be your nickname
8 or 9
from now
months.
On. You will be Hagrid.
And you know what? I've gotten better about doing my own ponytail. I no longer require my wife to do
why,
it.
Why then? Will you get to the point where it will be my own ponytail?
And it's not easy. You've
this
never
is
had
such
to do
a queen.
It.
My little ponytail.
Can we do a French braid?
This is the breaking point. And I've had this happen to multiple friends.
I'm
going to
get a haircut today just on general principle.
Multiple friends that have grown out their hair.
Right.
At the moment that a man or a woman approaches you
how
from
is
behind.
Chad anyway?
And says to the person, "Miss or ma'am, can I help you?" That's when you cut your hair.
Right. Right.
When someone approaches you from behind,
and I get that all the time because of my great ass.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen. That's when you're like, "Well, this
no,
is
no,
over.
No, no, no. No one would ever mistake me for a woman unless they watch television with me." Wow.
But here's the thing. I mean, there's no way you can neaten it up a little bit and tidy it up.
I don't see any need.
When you put it in a ponytail, the rest of it hangs in your face.
Not all of it. Sometimes
I see guys with ponytails that have the hair tight back and it goes all the way back.
I'm in an awkward in between stage.
It's too short.
Because the hair that's up front, Mike, doesn't reach the elastic band. So what the options
you are...
You are
such a queen.
I can put it behind my ear.
This is such BS. Look, I respect the fact you want to give your hair to Loxalip.
Why don't you gel it?
They don't effing want it. You just like the long hair look. That's your thing.
What he likes is the neglect.
And then you get past it when you're like, "Well, you know, I'm growing it out for Loxalip." No, you're not. You like the neglect.
You know what's
Mike's
great is
right.
Oscar has really nailed it because, as you
thank
know...
God,
I
we don't have, like, client meetings anymore.
Loxalip just canceled their buy, Mike. But Oscar has nailed it because, as you know, I have no concern for people with cancer. Just sort of and yes, I did go there.
How about you take $50 and throw it in the till?
You know what? How about you know that the value... The value of a hair donation is between $3,000 and $4,000.
Is it really?
It sure is.
Is it really?
It is.
I like to check that math.
Go to loxalip.org.
I'll check that out.
I'd like to grow mine out for that.
Yeah. Well, they don't pay you for it.
Oh, you,
all right, Rob.
Well, that's what it's worth. You donate it. I thought I could maybe pick up some bucks from the charity.
We're thinking. We're always thinking.
And by the way, I'm growing all my hair out.
Sit there and go. Sit there and chop it off. Say, here you go, little Billy.
I'm going to go on record here.
Here you go, little Jimmy. Good luck with the treatment. Check, please.
And
it doesn't work like that.
I don't have lots of fans already. A lot of people hate me, but that's fine.
Yeah, a lot of people hate me, brother.
So,
but you know what?
Welcome.
So a lot more people are going to like Oscar because have you noticed how he's devoid of crow's feet today?
Yeah, that's because at the corner of each of his eyes, he's parallel. We're going to get to him in a second.
Okay.
We're going to get to him in a second.
I've had 3 or 4 friends, some of them girls I've dated, chop off their hair, and they basically look like Bull Dykes. And they said they gave up their hair for Loxalip. Mm-hmm. And goddamn if they made a mistake. Because the long hair is what guys like.
Yeah,
the short hair is cute, and that's fine if it's in a bob. But when you go get a haircut and you give that hair away and you post on your Facebook that you just gave your hair to Loxalip, I know you no longer look attractive.
There are some exceptions. Yeah, I mean, Katie's cute with short hair.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm one of Oscar's girlfriends.
What's up? Yeah.
Shouldn't
have given your hair.
Yeah.
Look very manly with that jaw of yours.
I gave it to Loxalip.
Yeah. Mistake.
How you doing?
Wasn't it confusing? Because a lot of times when you had the long hair, it always got tangled in the collar of your flannel shirt.
And one time when I was leaning over, it got caught in my army boots.
Yeah, when you were trying to tie lace up
really
your boots.
Really frustrating.
Sure, you hate
but,
that.
But hey, listen, quit dissing that charity, okay, Oscar?
I apologize.
Really, seriously.
I love the gays.
Rob, I salute you for what you're doing.
Go good.
I give you a hey yeah.
Thank you.
Hey yeah.
Back in the Subaru.
Now I gotta go back. My girlfriend's waiting in the car.
In the Forester?
Yeah, Ellen. Ellen's in the car.
Nice.
Yeah, we're gonna go. We're gonna go have fun looking at the magazine article on Sarah Palin.
Oh, you like that?
What do you think of Sarah?
What do I think of her?
Yeah.
Two words.
Yeah.
Strap on.
Nice. Solid.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was the Bull Dyke character. Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Oh, isn't that wonderful? 24 minutes after the big hour. Welcome back. Anyway, we're
great transition.
All right, we'll get back to you. We come back. We'll get a health update on Sir Breathes a Lot.
All right,
over there, and then it's onto your mood swings and mood find swings. Out how you're doing. What was that clicking? What was that?
That's the music starting.
Oh, really? Oh.
We're going to spots with the Kinks, Mike.
We'll be right back after this. Welcome back.
Hey.
Did you just dump it?
No, I kept it.
Our second segment is brought to you by BFD Fantasy Football. Are you 1-6 like Rob? Hey, you won this past weekend?
I did.
Yeah, congratulations.
Hey, do we have the results of fantasy football?
I'll get them right up. Yeah.
Who'd you take down?
Katie.
I'm curious whether I did well.
You won.
Are you 1-6 like Rob in fantasy football? It's not too late to save the season. Get advice from a proven winner. BFD Fantasy Football is ranked one of America's best. We all check him out, Lou Tranquilli, before we give our starting lineups.
Right.
And become a member today. TMOS listeners get more than 15% off by emailing Lou at bftfantasyfootball.com. Yeah, another week of fantasy. It's Tuesday. It's a good day to update that.
Yeah,
I forgot that. And then we will get to Buzz's health update.
Find out
exactly what's happening.
I made a mistake.
What?
You did not win.
Oh, God. Great. Thanks for saying I won. And then I didn't. How many points?
It was 111 to 104. You lost to Katie Cole.
Girl. She's on a winning streak.
Girl. So what am I now? 2-5? I suck.
Wow. You
actually 2-4-1.
Thought you're doing better than me.
Thought to have the worst lineup at the start of the season of anyone. Girl has done amazingly well. Better than anyone expected.
I remember Lou slandered
sucks.
Katie.
Yeah.
That really sucks. Yeah, right, what are the standings? I don't want to linger on this bit now.
We have Katie and Tommy Lang at first place. Both of them are 5-2.
Tommy Lang, I'll see you in hell.
Tommy Lang took me down this week.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
how many points did Tommy Lang score?
A lot. He
really?
Scored...
Damn it!
Jeez, where is it? 96 points.
96.
96 points.
Oscar's 85.
Well, I scored 104 points, but girl got a 111. Who were her ponies? Did she have Eli Manning?
She had one player that really did it in, and it was Kenny Britt of Tennessee,
who had
47 points.
Well, who's Kenny Britt?
He's a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how does a receiver get 41 points?
47. And
47?
Right. He had 3 touchdowns and 225 yards.
Who did he play? The Tennessee Titans?
No, they played the Eagles.
F the Eagles. Eagles suck ass.
Let me say this to Tommy Lang. Eagles. If I would have started Dwayne Bowe, I would have won.
Yes.
You rat bastard.
Well, if I hadn't joined the league, I'd still have $50, too.
He gave right. 3 touchdowns to 1 receiver.
Unbelievable.
Nice defensive back. Defensive backs in the NFL suck. I'm pissed.
Who's in last
place?
You
are really up and down today.
I am. Yeah.
So what was the last place penalty? Was it dinner at
the
Palm? Yeah.
Buys
right?
dinner for the rest.
At the Palm.
Oh, that's going to hurt Rob.
At the Palm.
So I remember the Palm.
That's right. No. That'll be after, after Christmas, too.
I want to tell you something about my team, TCB. We're on the come.
Who else
is towards the bottom, Mark?
Towards the bottom, we have...
Give us the rundown from top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
Tommy Lang and Katie are first. Buzz is...
Katie Cole or Katie Girl?
Katie Cole.
All right.
Girl. And then Buzz is in second place, and you've got Jimmy and me and Oscar all tied. Then you've got the DC Superpowers. That would be Katie Powers.
Right? He's just not qualified.
He's just not an announcer.
He's doing a fine job.
You know what? I'm going to start sending you out on the street during the show.
What do you mean? I'm reading them all to you.
Let me see it. Let me show you how you do this.
Teach.
All right. Let me show you how this is done right here, okay? Bringing up the top spot, Tommy Lang and Katie Cole, otherwise known as Girl with a 5-2 record. Then we've got the Buzzkillers at 4-2. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern at 4-3. The Jewy Jews. That's you.
That's me.
The Jewy Jewsters with Mark Ronick at 4-3. Oscar Santana also with a mark of 4-3. DC Superpowers. That would be our lovely Katie at 3-3-1. RJ Raymond Diaz, 3-3-1. 21 Curl left
a
on
listener.
2. Is that a listener?
Yes.
3-4, doesn't matter.
No.
Mike O'Mara with a record of 2-4-1.
Oh.
Ouch.
Oh.
The Tea Party Patriots, another fabulous incident. And that's great on our website.
Yeah.
The Tea Party Patriots. Yeah.
I think it's
2-5-0. And Rob Spiewak bringing up the rear at 1-6.
Now,
that's how you do
it. Now, if I did it like that, wouldn't you guys give me lots of hell for that.
Probably, but I mean, that's why you're you and I'm
right.
me. And that's the way it works. Right. So there's no problem at all. So I'm not out of it, but I got to try a lot harder.
You just don't want to lose.
I made some additions and subtractions this week.
Mm-hmm. I just don't want to lose. You don't want to lose.
I hate
losing. No, Mike, you had a good week. You just unfortunately hit that one player that really did you in.
Yeah, brought in some last
minute. Any given Sunday, Mike.
Any given Sunday. So that's our fantasy update. Okay, as we move along today, and I love it when I have a show like this, when my show prep the night before consists of just going around the room and thinking about my coworkers.
Oh.
And I thought about Rob's hair,
and then
I thought about Buzz's health, yes. and then I thought about Oscar's moods when Oscar was talking about the whole Xanax thing. Has me a little worried.
Uh-huh.
But Buzz, I know we've been on it a little bit, but just an update right now on where you are, because you are not 100% yet, and I'm concerned, and I just want to know you're doing okay.
I started improving last Friday and have actually gotten better every day. Now, I've had a little bit of laryngitis yesterday and today.
Doesn't sound like it.
Now, listen, I'm listening to him, and I'm trying not to laugh. You're not helping that.
I'm just making eye contact with the guy I work with.
You're not having it. Go ahead, Buzz.
All right. Yeah, so I'm a little hoarse, but I know that I'm feeling better. I'm not coughing as much. I'm sleeping
You're
better.
Winning.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got like a day and a half of medication. The medication's supposed to continue working even after I stop taking it. So I'm still on the mend.
All right, and you're telling us the truth.
I am.
Okay, I worry about that.
I appreciate your concern.
I was on,
I was
on Buzz's Facebook like 3 hours ago, and he said, I just spit up blood. Uh-oh.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. But I believe it. I would believe he's been sick for so long. But because I've been sick for so long. Don't play that game.
No, I said that because Buzz comes in, and I feel like you told me this.
Yes.
That Buzz will be sick, but he will deny that he's sick as long as possible.
That's what I think about Buzz. Yeah. I think Buzz has a history of like waiting till the last minute.
I think he's seen the right people.
Buzz, I just want you to know, if you were really sick, you know you're welcome here right till the bitter end.
I appreciate that.
All right,
unless
good.
He's contagious.
No, that's the truth, though. If anybody's contagious,
stay
Mr.
home.
Mr. Mumps, we don't want anybody here.
I just
want
to burn my brightest before I go.
Okay, but the voice is going to come back eventually.
Absolutely. It's back much more today, and I expect tomorrow
and
back
you're not
to normal.
And you don't seem laboring as much as you did yesterday.
No problem breathing. Everything's good.
Okay.
I'm very, very optimistic.
He's traded in the walker for a cane.
No.
Which I will beat you with.
You know, his joy, his unbridled,
no,
Rob's
see,
unbridled joy at
fair.
All of our misfortunes.
That's not fair.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah, right. Okay, on to Mr. Manny Mood Swing over here.
Yes.
And how are your moods?
My moods are great.
You were going to tell me you're fine today?
Yeah,
everything's okay?
I'm great, yes.
Everything's fine on the home front?
Everything's fine.
And you were telling me you... all I know is right before the show, Oscar lays this one on me, and this one's great about our show.
Yes.
Our show is organic. It also is fleet of foot and able to move in whatever direction, even at the last minute.
Turn on a dime.
And as opposed to discussing Oscar's moods, we will discuss something that happened to him.
Yes.
You say you were at a Halloween party and someone brandished a gun at you?
Absolutely.
Ooh.
So I'm sitting...
Jesus!
On Saturday night, I realized that Kara's sister's having a big Halloween party. And by Halloween party, this isn't the one you go and everybody's in the living room drinking fine liqueur and having a good time being classy. This is a Halloween party on one of her sister's friend's properties, which they have a big bonfire. There's a range of ages there, anywhere from 18 to like 30, if you will.
So it's a rave.
I will.
So it's basically...
It's a rave.
There's a ton of people there.
Everybody doing ecstasy.
But it's on...
And sucking on little
It's on her sister's property
pacifiers.
In Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
Everybody doing ecstasy and having sex.
Which is in Prince George's County.
That's
this, this is on
Bonita
a... Hold, go ahead, Rob.
It's at the Lyle Bonita range, isn't it?
Worth it. Okay, my question is
is
this on a farm?
Yes, it is.
So it's an outdoor
deal. Yeah, so we really literally drove an hour and a half to get to this party.
Mm-hmm.
And Kara knows, as much as I love her family, there's nothing more I hate than to go and visit them. Because while they're great people, it's just a hassle to get out there and come back. And she feels the same way about going to Pittsburgh to see my niece and my sister and my nephew and that whole family. So she understands.
The party has, as it were, a rural flavor to
it. Very rural flavor.
Been there.
I think I was actually the only minority that was there when I showed up.
Oh.
Yes.
Really?
There might have been an Indian guy out there, but I think he was on the phone answering some calls for Dell.
When they saw you, did anyone ask where the rope was?
No.
Okay, good.
So I show up, but very country.
Pickup trucks?
A lot of pickup trucks.
Sure, very good.
Hard cider.
A lot of fights breaking out.
Oh, wow. Like real fights?
Real fights.
Like guys getting drunk and fighting.
There was a guy...
How many was the, what was the total number of people?
It's probably about 150 people.
There. Ooh, yeah. That's a big deal. Yeah.
And a bonfire with fights? I would excuse myself.
Well,
elsewhere.
No, possibly Kara's go brother wrong. Was beating someone's ass during, when I got there, literally.
I must say, if I can interject here, The Edge having their Boo and Brew this weekend down in D.C.
The West End.
And a little bit nervous about, you know, you like to have these things be successful.
Oh, it's going to be fine.
Well, no. I know it's going to be fine. Uh-huh. It's so fine, I'm a little nervous about it. 656 tickets.
That's
sold.
A lot of people. Wow. Well,
that's already what you're talking about. I'm a little nervous. Little nervous
Security
about it.
Security will be on hand.
Have you announced your costume yet?
Yes, I have, yeah. I'm going to be Colonel Sanders.
Excellent.
And Kirk is going to be the cream of wheat man. It's almost worth coming down, Rob.
Do you
it's
know
gonna be
that
fun.
Character has a name?
Yes.
It's Rastus. Yeah, yes. Just so you know.
I know. Who,
how does he know
that would
this?
Bring you great joy. It's going to be fun. We're representing foods, you know.
Right.
Pretty
let's,
funny.
Let's
huh?
say that.
Pretty funny. Yeah.
So Kara's family is very, very tight knit, but there's literally, she's got like three brothers and three sisters, and they're all very close.
All right.
So Kara's brother.
Give him a second. We have plenty of time. Give him a second to get over Rastus.
Why can't he donate his laugh to Locks of Love?
Laughs of Love.
All right. Come on. Stop laughing and listen to my man over here.
So. All right. Which is fine.
It's Rastus. Uh-huh.
So he basically
so happy in that picture.
Some guy looks at this guy, and this is the type of crowd we're dealing with, and says, "S my D to Kara's brother."
Why so many? How many fights have happened at this point?
Two already.
Jin,
this is the third one. So basically, the guy's
just
like
a redneck unhappy group of people.
No, they're all happy, but S can break out at any moment.
Okay.
So the guy says, "S my D to Kara's brother," and he's 25 and like muscular, country boy, and he says, "Look, son, I don't think you know you're messing with. I'm gonna beat your ass if you say that again." So the kid's 19 years old.
Of course.
Says it again.
How old's the brother?
25.
Oh, boy.
Beats his ass.
Like, really?
Like, literally. He's in a Lieutenant Dangle costume from Super Troopers.
Oh, God.
And he's beating this guy's ass. Beats his ass.
This is horrible.
Pick the guy up. No, I mean, it's actually pretty funny because I'm hammered and I'm watching.
No, you know, even as drunk as I get, that's never funny.
No.
So I go upstairs into one of the rooms and people are playing poker. And I sit down.
It's just amazing.
I sit down and I'm not playing, but I'm just hanging out. And at one point, this guy sits next to me. He's got a little pit bull. He thinks he's like, he's total like yo boy. He thinks he's like in the hood.
Right.
He's like, you know, this pit bull is from Michael Vick's. Like, he's telling me about all his Michael Vick stuff with this pit bull.
Oh, what a dick.
And total WT though, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there. And
that's white trash for those of you not in the
whiskey
know.
And he's got this thing about him that's just kind of weird, and I'm a little hammered.
Okay, when you say kind of weird, like he's like a little challenged, maybe dropped on his head when he was a little kid?
A little of that, but also the bravado of, don't you know who I am?
Okay, okay. All right.
Any reason in the world you should know who he is? I don't know. So he goes, I heard you're on the radio. And I said, I used to be on the radio. And I just brushed by the conversation. Mm. And he gets up and he's like, I got all this S in my pocket. He pulls out what is a switchblade. And he throws it onto the poker table where there's nice felt on there. And I said, look, man, I was like, this is probably going to be my sister-in-law's. This is kind of my sister-in-law's place. You probably shouldn't tear up the table like that. And the guy's like, no. He's like, I know these guys. They know me. No big deal. This is kind of a crappy table. I'm like, still, that's not polite. Like, you just threw your blade into this guy's
so
poker table.
So suddenly, one thing I've noticed that when I ran a joint, fighting is contagious.
Yes.
So you're kind of, you don't like this guy. And you don't like his demeanor.
But I am not giving him attitude. I'm just saying that's not cool.
But you also don't mind giving him a little S.
Well,
he's kind of a dick, but
I'm not trying.
Okay,
like I know. Look, I've ran into a lot of a-holes in my life, and I know what to deal with and what not to deal with.
Okay,
I mean, the fact that he's telling me this is Michael Vick's pit bull is enough to tell me I don't want to effing deal with this guy or have a conversation with him.
Throw him the hell out of the house.
So he throws it. He goes. So he picks up his knife. He's like, and then he throws down another knife on the poker table, like throws it down to the blade, like a kind of out of a scene of Crocodile.
Right.
And I look at him, I'm
blade
like,
first,
blade
into the
first,
felt?
Into the felt.
Oh my God.
Second time, second knife. And I said, I was like, that's a lot of weapons for a Halloween party, don't you think? That's the words that come out of my mouth.
Right.
He's like, I always come prepared. And then at this point, he pulls out a gun and he shows it to me. And I say, well,
oh my God.
I said, I really don't know what to say about that, but I'm going to go. Nice meeting you. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
is he doing it in such a way where obviously not directly threatening you?
He under the table he pulled it out of his pants, shoulder on the table on his thigh. So I'm staring at it under the table because he's sitting next to me.
Wow.
And did he do it in such a way where you thought maybe it's a good idea to get
the hell
out of here?
Well, in such a way because the guys are obviously running fast and loose.
Right.
So why the F do I want to be a part of this?
And it's beyond suburbia. It's rural.
Yeah.
And those are the more dangerous guys.
Exactly.
As my cop buddies from the inner city would tell you, those are the more dangerous guys than the inner city guys because they got something to prove. Believe it or not, that's true.
So I say to him, I said, well, that's my cue to go. Nice meeting you. I'm out of here. Mm. You know?
Did you ever hear about him later on?
So listen.
Oh, good.
So I leave.
Oh, goody, good. Hold on. I leave. Little ding on that way. Love it when the story. Oscar knows how to tell a story.
So I leave and I go out to the deck. And I go to Carrie. I said, we're going to leave here in about 5 minutes. There's this asshole inside. Excuse me.
Not all right.
And he's got a bunch of weapons on him. And I'm sure this is normal for everybody else here. I was like, I don't feel comfortable and I don't think you're safe here. We need to go. And I kind of felt like a pussy, to be honest with you.
Is the brother a little thuggalicious?
No, that's the thing. He's all like nice, good, hardworking
people.
He's
just a good country boy.
Yes, exactly.
Mm. Okay.
So the guy who has all the weapons comes out 5 minutes later and comes up to me and says, I need to talk to you. So I'm like, ugh, now I got to deal with this.
Right.
So I tell Kara to go down the deck because we're up top. I said, go downstairs, wait for me. We're going to leave soon.
Oh, my God.
So the guy.
Are you feeling at all scared at this point?
Absolutely.
Sure. Okay.
Well, right.
So the guy says to me, he's like, look, man, I want you to know I'm a good guy. I'm not a bad guy. Mm-hmm. And I said, I never said either or. I was like, but I don't really appreciate the fact that you have a weapon here and this is kind of my family's home. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not going to say anything. But I was like, we're at a Halloween party. What's the point? Right. And he said, he goes, no, he's like, I just got to make sure like I'm safe. He's like, you know, the S goes down at any time. And I was like, I get that. I was like, but we don't need to have this conversation anymore. I'm good.
Yeah.
So I walk away to the other side of the deck and I'm saying goodbye to everybody at this point. Just briefly saying, hey, thanks so much. We've been here for a couple hours. Going to go back to D.C. And he follows me again, touches me on the shoulder and says, no, I really need to finish talking to you. And I'm like, ugh, I just want to get away from this guy.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Right.
And I really, at this point, still feel like a pussy because I'm like,
no.
Nope.
Well, I mean, what am I supposed to do? You know?
Right.
So I turn around. He goes, are you going to tell anybody I have a weapon? Like, literally takes me back to the end of the deck and like says, I was like, no, I'm not. I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave because I don't feel comfortable anymore being here. I was like, where I'm from, if you've got a weapon, there's obviously trouble that's coming around.
Yeah, you don't. I'd throw somebody out of my house and they brought a weapon.
And that's it.
Well, that's not true. I had 7 weapons on my deck.
Well,
so on Friday night.
Depends on who they are.
Yeah. But it's not a guy.
They have badges to go with them, though.
With a pit bull and a hoodie on and sweatpants.
Yeah, exactly. Right,
and it's just whatever.
Right.
So I sit there and I say, I'm not going to say anything. But what I am going to do is I'm going to leave. And he said, but why? He goes, why are you going to leave? I'm like, because I was like, I just don't, I'm not comfortable anymore. He goes, I see in your eyes, you're judging me. Like, gets in my face. He's like, why are you judging
me?
Like, he wants me to fight him so he can either stab me or shoot me. And I said.
So you're really being put in a very, very difficult situation.
I said, I am 32 years old. I said, do you think I have time for this right now? I was like, I just want to get home. I want to go home. I came to visit my girlfriend's family. They all seem very nice. You seem like a good guy. I'm going to get out of here. And he goes, what are you telling me your age for? I'm like, I'm telling you that weapons are not a part of my life and I'm not comfortable and I'm going to leave now. Now, if you want me to go tell everybody you have a gun, I'll do that if you don't leave me alone. I'm sure everybody else here doesn't need to know. They're fine. They're good.
Right.
But I'm going to leave now. So as I'm leaving, he grabs my arm.
Oh, man.
Still. Oh, my God.
And I'm like, and I turn around. I was like, look, man. I was like, there's going to be 2 things that are going to happen here. Either we're going to get in a fight and someone's going to get shot. But I was like, but if anything happens to me, you know all those McKenzie boys all have shotguns here. So they'll take care of you.
Right.
So I was like, so I'm going to walk
so
away
So you
now.
Legitimately, this guy is, this is that level of threat
yes.
that you feel. What
yes.
He's wasted, right?
And I don't know what his deal is. He took a bong hit. Well, I saw him.
Who's
in
the celebrity he most resembles?
Kevin Federline.
Oh,
so,
God.
Handsome.
So I go downstairs and I finally get loose of that because one of Kara's friends luckily came to saw that I wasn't comfortable
and then
he like interjected. So I left and then we get out of the place and Kara's like, why were you acting like that? I was like, because the guy fucking had a gun. Excuse me. And I look at her and it's not her fault. I was like, I don't mean to be like a chicken about this.
Oh, my God.
Robbie,
home, obviously Oscar. Very worked
it's a very very passionate story.
Is this about my hair?
No. And I said, I was like, but I'm not comfortable with this. And I was like, and I would like to tell your family about it. And she said, yeah, but, you know, I think it's normal for everybody there. Like, it's not a big deal.
That's what Kara said?
She told them, and they called down. They said,
it's not normal to
they
bring
said,
a handgun to
so,
a
so basically,
party.
They... She called down there to let him know because we're just a couple blocks down the street from her house. And they're like, yeah, that guy left because it was because he's gonna leave a little bit, and the guy left literally when the party ended. Nobody cared. It wasn't a big deal.
Wow. So it wasn't a big deal.
It wasn't a big deal.
In retrospect, it's quite a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It was a big deal, right?
Yeah, and they should make a big deal about it.
So I left, and that was
a handgun.
Do you know what handguns...
I want somebody with a handgun at my party.
Handguns constantly beget accidents.
Handguns and drinking, what could possibly go wrong?
You don't take a gun to a knife party.
Yeah, but guys, I will tell you, as a grown man, when I woke up the next day, I felt like a pussy.
Why?
I thought you handled it. Stood up for your family, and you said, you know, hey, I'm cool about this, but I'm leaving. And that's not being a wuss.
Yeah, but I felt
I worry what I'd do in that situation.
I felt like I should have gone and said, look, one of your boys is here, and he's got a gun. But I didn't think that was going to bring any revolution.
No. He's a wannabe. Yeah.
You did the right thing.
You did all the right things. Well handled.
I thought it was perfect. I thought you handled it the right way, Oscar. Yeah.
Bravo.
You big pussy.
I'm just saying.
I'm kidding.
No, but what I should have, and I'll be honest, what I should have done is gone to Kara's sister's husband and said, look, there's a guy up here with a gun. You might want to take care of him.
He probably wouldn't have liked
it. I don't know. No. I think you were better off just
leaving.
Yeah, but
I knew, I felt better when I called the next day and they said, no big deal. He left a little after you left, and that's when the party ended.
Well, it's because he liked you.
And if you really want to be a hump, you on your own, you call the cops.
Exactly.
Right.
Let the cops deal with it. So, like I would expect to go through that at a club in D.C., not on a farm in Upper Marlboro.
My buddy Jerky would tell you, more dangerous. He is more afraid around the outskirts of the city than he is in the city.
Rightly so.
Bad guys are pretty easy to identify, and you know what they know who not to mess with. The guys out here, boundaries are a little different.
It's blurry.
So you were in... You made the right decision to leave.
I agree.
You truly did.
Right? You just got to leave.
I'm so glad you're with us, Oscar.
The guy just couldn't handle... like the fact that I just wanted to leave.
Right, he didn't like that because he thought you were judging
him. Those guys are
nuts,
which you are.
I think he was looking for an excuse to get into some kind of brawl.
Yeah, probably one of those weapons. And he wasn't going to shoot you. He's probably going to want to fight you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm glad you're here.
Cool.
Way to go. Remind me to get out there and party with
those. He cheated death.
Can't wait to go back and see the fam.
Hey, I partied on the Redneck Express, too. We'll take a break when we come back.
I did not say that.
The Redneck, it's Cracker Town. We'll come back in just a second right here. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by Amazon.com. You can buy nearly anything at Amazon.com delivered right to your door, usually for less, including Kindles, Kindle accessories, and more. Click the Amazon ad on our webpage or use the search tool at the bottom of our homepage. Amazon.com has hassle-free, one-click purchasing. Support the show and shop through us at Amazon.com. Let's open up the Audio Vault and see what we got today, Rob Spiewak.
I was in and out on Monday Night Football last night quite a bit because I had a vested interest as the streak is broken.
Eli's a coming.
But you know what really is amazing, and it's sort of a recent trend? Monday Night Football, not event television anymore.
Not really. I mean, I was certainly into it because I'm a New York Giants fan, so I like to see the Giants thump the Cowboys, which actually happened. But you're right. It's not the same big deal that it used to be.
And it seems to me that they're just trying to be a little more saucy, almost randy, maybe a little more sexual in their presentation.
Saucy and randy.
I could be wrong. What do you think?
And the 97th meeting of the Giants and Cowboys set to kick off here on Monday Night Football.
Boy, Eli Manning is on fire. If he gets hot, Dallas could be in trouble. He's been in John Kitna's face. He's been in Tony Romo's face. Watch Jenkins squeeze it.
Jacobs banging and pushing through the hole.
It was Steve Smith going down the hole. Looks juicy down below. Well, you're going to get shaken up, too, when you stick your head in there. Avoid the sack. It's a quick little stick to the inside. He walks up there. He sees a soft box, and he says, hey, let's give it to Bradshaw.
We got the seat warm and ready.
We've seen a lot of quarterbacks go down as of late.
I mean, where's the juice on this Cowboy defense?
It is very, very difficult to come in a situation like this.
And they have done an unbelievable job with this package over the years.
Wrap them up, bring your arms, and drive them into the ground.
Wow, that's lock, lift, and drive right there. You don't see many corners.
No.
I say put it on Cinemax if you're going to talk like that.
Wow, those potty mouths.
Give him the Bradshaw.
Oh, horrible.
I tell you, I wouldn't want to be Wade Phillips right now. You know, I know Jerry Jones gave him a little vote of confidence, but man, oh man, those Dallas Cowboys having some lean times right now.
No more camp cupcake.
And the weird thing, the NFC East now, who would have thunk it? That you'd have the Redskins up at the top, and now you got the Cowboys wallowing down there with one victory. Very surprising. Yeah, I don't know. You know, you see that brand. brand new stadium. God, that stadium is off the hook.
It's amazing.
Have you been to that stadium yet, RJ?
Yes, I have.
Of course.
RJ, what do you think? Take the microphone. Is that take your time. is the stadium as nice as it looks on TV?
It is phenomenal.
And they actually do run right out through you can be down there when they come out through the locker room.
You can walk through and be having your beer and they stop you. So that at halftime they come in.
Mike, I can love be having your beer.
As you know, you do.
And anything else.
Wait.
I'd love to see that stadium.
Someone actually told me that, unfortunately, that stadium with that huge TV they have in there is like the equivalent of having a 60-inch television in a 500-square-foot apartment.
Oh, so you can't, it's blurry?
No, it's so huge that it actually looks awkward inside that stadium.
Really?
That stadium is huge.
I'm okay with that.
My first experience.
Yes.
50-yard line, 12 rows up in the club section.
Yes.
I was staring directly at this monstrosity.
Yes.
Sitting there, I want to watch the game. You have to look down under the screen. Everything draws you to look at that screen.
So you're
because
actually
it's
distracted.
So big.
Wow. So the game is actually a distraction.
Mike, these guys' heads are like the size. I mean, it's just huge, like
so
a bus.
People
it's
Texas.
Are going to an arena to watch television, basically.
But it's a beautiful set.
But it's beautiful.
It's the NFL.
Yes.
It's Jerryland. It's nice.
You know, it's funny that you brought RJ into this. I wasn't going to get to this today, but I think it's a good time to do it. Do you remember on Friday when we did that ad for Vivitar? The cameras that were skewing towards the old people.
Yeah,
I got 10 messages on Facebook, people saying, the old man in the Vivitar ad sounds like RJ. Yeah. So what I have done is I've gone to the trouble to isolate the old man. You've just heard RJ speak.
Okay, yes.
And I think you'll enjoy this. This is not RJ, just an amazing simulation.
With digital cameras, it's just so confusing. I mean, you have to deal with all the wires and the software and everything else. With this camera, I just take my picture, I get my prints, and I can take them and share them with anybody I want.
Oh, my God.
The pacing.
Oh, our listeners are the bomb. Our listeners listen so much better than we do sometimes.
So sharp.
Let me hear it one more time.
Okay.
Here's RJ Diaz for Vivitar.
His new camera, Mike.
Listen to this.
Digital cameras, it's just so confusing. I mean, you have to deal with all the wires and the software and everything else. With this camera,
software.
I just take my picture, get my prints, and I can take them and share them with anybody else.
That's fantastic.
Perfect.
I was shocked. I went back to ready to be disappointed, and the listeners, as always, they nailed it. Now, Deacon Jones, Mike.
Deacon Jones.
He was a defensive back, I think, in the NFL,
Yeah,
right?
He was actually a defensive end. I think he played for the Los Angeles Dodgers. I mean, the Los Angeles Rams.
Rams. And but here,
Los
this
Angeles
is like...
Los Dodgers. What the hell? What planet am I on? Get up at 3:55, Mike.
This was on an NFL Films thing talking about he used to slap the head of his opponent on the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that was sort of his trademark.
Oh, the head slap. That was a big deal.
But he says something in this tape.
Listen.
See if you catch it. That sort of, I thought, a little odd. And I'm surprised NFL Films let him get away with it.
Was the reality of the Deacon Jones head slap. The head slap was to do two purposes. One was to give myself an initial head start on the pass rush. In other words, an extra step. Because anytime you go upside a man's head or a woman, then they have a tendency to blink their eyes or close their eyes, and that was all I needed.
Can you believe that?
Oh, my God. That deserves one of these right there.
Yeah.
Deacon.
It surprised me.
Deacon, play that again.
You want to hear
that's
that again?
Another double shot.
Yep.
Oh, my
sure
God.
Is. The great Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones.
Was the reality of the Deacon Jones head slap. The head slap was to do two purposes. One was to give myself an initial head start on the pass rush. In other words, an extra step. Because anytime you go upside a man's head or a woman, then they have a tendency to blink their eyes or close their eyes, and that was all I needed. God.
You go upside a man's head,
or
they have a tendency to blink their
Let
eyes.
Let me go on record and say I completely disagree with Deacon Jones.
The eyes stay open, Oscar. Yeah, okay. Well, we got time for one more,
Rob. Right, a quick update because I want to follow this story. The hiccup girl, me.
Yes.
And incidentally, I said this on the radio show on 105.9 The Edge this morning. I said that, you know, this doesn't surprise me because I questioned this woman's credibility when she had the hiccups.
Right.
Kirk said, you know, she had an implant put in the ear for, you know, some sort of thing to reduce the hiccuping.
And kill people.
But I don't know. I think
her
she's
mother
BS.
Is now saying that she's now getting into the wrong speed of crowd, the wrong crowd of people because of the hiccups. Oh. Anyway, so this is her mom and her landlord commenting on the hiccups.
This is the last one?
We have one more after this, a quick one.
Me drew national attention 3 years ago when she developed an uncontrollable case of the hiccups.
Very brave.
She appeared multiple times on Today.
It's not funny, is
it? No, it's not. Not at all.
Yeah,
on
not
a radio
at all.
Program
no.
Monday, her mother said her daughter's fame caused her problems with people she met.
I've said for a while now that her case of the hiccups wasn't a case of the hiccups, it was a curse of the hiccups. And you know Jennifer as well as I do. She's a lovable, sweet little girl that would not hurt a fly, and where things went wrong, I don't know.
Mee's former landlord says she had questionable friends.
She just got influenced by the wrong people, and she would go in for the excitement or whatever.
But he, too, said she was a sweet girl.
It's so sweet that she's involved in murder. So.
Well, so sweet that she lured a guy back to a place to rob him.
Right.
Right.
It's but horrible to rob him at gunpoint.
And no one is saying that she had anything to do with the actual murder. However, due to Florida law, she's implicated in it because
well, and
part of the scheme.
This person was shot 4 times.
Yes, exactly.
It's a horrible crime, really.
Okay, well, we close with something lighter. The appointment television for me is anytime Charles Barkley is on Letterman.
Okay.
And he comes out last night looking not quite as fat as he used to look.
All right, very
and
good.
This is our last tape for today.
Hey, I want to tell you something. You look fantastic. I think you've lost some weight.
Dave, apparently I was fat. I had gained 100 pounds since I retired.
Wow.
And I've lost 44.
Whoa. Wow.
Good for you, Charles.
I've got to lose. My trainer wants me to lose about 85 pounds, but apparently I was really fat.
First of all, how did you gain so much weight? That's a lot of weight there to be putting on.
Oh, eating?
Eating.
The only way to gain that much weight is eating. that's all it can be.
I guess
be.
You're right. Yeah. It's just that simple.
Yeah, it's that simple. Yeah.
There you go, Mike. That's your magic audio ball.
We will take a break and come back with buzz and news right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Here's a program note. Tomorrow, I will join the crew at KCJJ.
Oh, cool.
That's Steve Bridges, Tommy Lang, Tom Suter, Billy Suter, Uncle Jesse, Dixie, everybody else out there.
Little Joe.
It'll be fine. Michael Landon.
Yes.
He'll be on the show.
The late Michael Landon
will be on the show. The late Steve McQueen. It's going to be Gabby Hayes will be joining
Wonderful.
Us.
Wonderful.
Also, Miss Kitty. No, I'll be on the KCJJ Morning Show. Steve Bridges and company, they will be there. And that'll be what time? 9 o'clock?
10 a.m. Eastern, 9 o'clock Iowa.
All right, 9 o'clock Iowa time. Go Hawkeyes. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, the 27th of October. And that's tomorrow. So I will be joining you for
Enjoy.
That. Time now to get our news. Here he is. You heard he's on the road to recovery.
Yes.
Still a little hoarse, but he's feeling 1,000% better. Let's bring in Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Brought to you today by the Bonus Hour. Get a month-long subscription today for just $3.99 or become a VIP and get these special shows plus the live video feed, ringtones, and more.
And when you're sponsored by the Bonus Hour, it's time for more people to buy advertising on the Mike O'Mara Show.
No. Or Bonus Hours.
Listen, he said
we're
no.
coming into November, and I wanted everyone to remember to get their November.
Yes.
Okay.
Their subscription.
It's important that we mention this.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Bonus Jeez. Hours.
Just have a little fun here.
Sign up at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
That's my baby.
I'm always fatalistic.
WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks is not just leaking on the U.S. The website that published U.S. Defense Department documents says it's about to release equally secret files from both Russia and China.
Russia. Oh, China, be curious.
Quoting one WikiLeaks official, Russians are going to find out a lot of interesting facts about their country. Last week, WikiLeaks leaked some 400,000 secret U.S. military files about the war in Iraq, following a similar release about the war in Afghanistan. The Pentagon says these leaks pose a risk to U.S. soldiers and foreign civilians, but The head of WikiLeaks says no names of soldiers or civilians were included in the leaks.
What countries again?
I'm sorry?
I apologize.
Russia and China. Their secrets will be released as well.
I actually was online today and heard one of the secrets from China.
Really? What was it? How did that go?
And you don't realize this is important stuff.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. He's here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you know?
All right, stop.
We have a listener in Hong Kong who wrote us about that, as a matter of fact. I enjoyed it very much.
That's good.
You know, Rob was being racist, listener.
I don't see how that fits in at all.
Yay!
It's almost as if...
Hooray!
It's almost as if WikiLeaks is trying to make war look like a bad thing and maybe get us all to stop.
Okay.
The last time Republicans controlled the House, one of its majority leaders was a Texan named Tom DeLay.
Mm-hmm.
Today in Texas...
The hammer!
They start choosing a jury for his money laundering trial. The charges stem from allegations DeLay tried to redistrict Texas in a way that even more so favored Republicans.
An exterminator, a former exterminator who became a successful political candidate.
DeLay's lawyer calls the charges highly political.
Not that successful.
This guy really, he killed bugs and then he went and hung out with bugs in Congress.
A story for Rob here. Mm-hmm. It would be tough. It would be tough to fault Chicago's black voters for not choosing Rich Whitey when they see that name on next week's ballot.
Rich Whitey. Really?
Well, the candidate's name is actually Rich Whitney. He's a Green Party candidate for governor in Illinois.
Where do I send my check?
On the Chicago ballot, however, his name appears as Whitey. And it may not surprise you to know that most of these misspelled ballots are in Chicago's blackest neighborhoods. You may also not be surprised to know election officials there say it's too late to correct the ballots in time for election day.
So this is someone who knew that these ballots were going into these neighborhoods.
Right.
And somebody
it
has...
It certainly looks that way, doesn't it?
So you smell a rat here.
Oh, it's Chicago.
I'm not voting for Rich Whitey. F that guy.
Chicago!
I want him to be president.
Good luck, Rich. In southeastern Minnesota, meanwhile, a 52-year-old barber named Steve Conlon has been arrested a week before the city council election on charges of growing marijuana in his home and drying it at his barber shop.
Man, and he also kept it in blue fluid.
Where's the candy machine?
People in the British town of Rotherham saw a triangular UFO over their homes this week, and they got pictures.
I love that.
It looks just like the one spotted over Belgium in 1990. Quoting a witness in England, it moved really slowly, but occasionally it would shudder. It was completely silent. A Ministry of Defense official says it does not appear to be any kind of experimental military craft.
Do we have credible pictures? Yeah, Rob, scary. Very scary.
Very scary. I have not seen the pictures yet, but I understand they match the pictures from Belgium.
Now, Rob gets... You know why Rob does that? Because he's frightened of the UFOs.
We all are.
Mm-hmm.
And should be.
I'm so fascinated by
UFOs.
Fake.
It's a weather balloon from Scotland.
I think it's much more fake when you get the carnies that think they can talk to the dead and see people in the hereafter. But I always... With the UFOs, it's always for me... Just a little bit of hope. I always hope. And
yes,
I'm also
but,
not...
What are they going to do? Come and fix everything?
Hold on a second. No. I'm also not... No, hope that they are real. I really would think...
Oh, don't... Be careful what you wish for.
How arrogant can you be to think that
Pretty damn arrogant.
There's no... You don't think there's any chance that there's intelligent life out there in the rest of the solar system?
I doubt there's intelligent life in this room.
Mike, he doesn't believe that, but he believes that a ghost will drop you a $2 bill every day.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, you damn dummy.
How does that even compare?
That's a tribute to Don, who's recovering from his fall. Right. You're a damn dummy.
No, I'm not a damn dummy for believing that, because how about this? Energy can neither be created nor destroyed.
That's right.
Right?
Do you
say that people have an energy life force?
All right, we don't have time. We'll do it on the next
show. He also thinks we believe that his long locks are worth $3,000 to $4,000.
Okay. Now that's scary.
We gotta get out of here.
Say what you will about death, but there's good money in it.
Still scary.
A new roundup shows Michael Jackson is the top dead moneymaker, followed distantly by Elvis.
This is wild, the fact that he's outscored Elvis this much.
Yeah, well, I mean, Michael Jackson has the hits. It's all about the music catalog, right?
Exactly.
The music.
Exactly.
It's the music.
And it gets stranger, but first let me slip down the list for J.R.R. Tolkien, Charles Schulz, John Lennon, Dr. Seuss, Albert Einstein, George Steinbrenner, Jimi Hendrix, Steve McQueen, and... Aaron Spelling.
And Albert Einstein, because of his image, right?
Yeah, I guess
his
so.
Image
his
is
family
used in a lot of commercials.
Exactly.
And the tasteful nudes.
Dead Jacko, by the way, also makes more money than any living celebrity except for Oprah.
That's astonishing.
It certainly is.
Wow.
Finally.
Make music, everybody.
In Ipswich, England, a 21-year-old tattoo artist has been arrested for not giving the customer what he wanted. Instead of the dragon on his back he requested, the 25-year-old customer got a 2-foot penis on his back, captioned with an obscene slogan. The tattooist has been charged with assault, among other things, and what makes it all worse... one of the naughty words was badly misspelled. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Tomorrow on the show, I'll have a report on my daughter's little cello concert tonight.
Oh, there's always room for cello.
Always nice to go out there and see Elizabeth. She gets better and better, and now she's an eighth grader. We'll see how the cello work
is. There.
And, of course, there'll be some nasty parents that I'll bump into.
That'll be cool.
That's 7 always o'clock? The case. Yes, 7 o'clock. We'll see you out there.
Outside.
All right, our web host is Blue. I'm sorry. Our show is... You threw me for that. Our show is brought to you by Fandango. Fandango, your ultimate source for movie tickets and showtimes, theater listings, movie reviews, and coming attractions. Fandango. You can even watch the trailers in HD, even for DVDs. Fandango, the official movie site for us at MikeOMaraShow.com. Just click on the Fandango link on our website. Our web host is BlueBot. This program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. We depend on advertising, and you can reach tens of thousands of folks right here. Click advertise at MikeOMaraShow.com or call 301-244-8773. That's it for Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you. Look at my hair.